This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
When you become a Christian, the Holy Spirit of God takes up residence in your life. How many, just raise your hand, how many of you have ever had someone live in your home other than your immediate family? Raise your hand. You've had somebody, a parent, you've had a brother-in-law, an outlaw, somebody living in you with your family. It was amazing for me to find out in Annie's family, they had 13 children, they had a foster child, and there were like 8 or 10 people that lived with them for a year or more. It was amazing, just family members who had no place to go and would live. You know, you'd come home from the military and stay and say, I'll be here a couple of weeks, and they're there 2 years. That's staying a while, if you ask me, as a guest. And you know what the implications are of having someone live with you. I'm not talking about somebody who stayed with you for 2 or 3 days. I'm talking about somebody who moves in and says, I'm here to stay for a while. There are implications of having someone move in with you. Here is the greatest implication of all. When you become a believer, the Holy Spirit says, I'm in with you. And I wanted to know. I wanted to know what that means. The Holy Spirit lives in you. And I found out it had a graphic meaning. One of the parenthetical meanings was to cohabit. Everybody knows what the word cohabit means. That there is intimacy in that relationship when a man or woman are cohabiting. Let's be honest, there's an intimacy in that relationship, either inside or outside the bounds of marriage. And my point is not to argue that point, but to say that's the word that's used to say the Holy Spirit cohabits with you. He's in your life, not as a spy, but as the encourager. He's not the one looking over your shoulder to wait so that you make a mistake. He can chide you, but he's the one who, the Bible says, is the encourager, the one who comes alongside. To have the Holy Spirit live in you is the most dramatic person to live in your life. It's not your brother-in-law from Toledo or an aunt that came to live with you for 6 months. It's to have the Holy Spirit of God live in you. Jesus came into the temple area and he cleansed it of those things that he believed were wrong in righteous indignation. I even shudder to ask this question, but if the Lord came into your life or my life, with righteous indignation, what would he push out of your life? What would he say, this has got to go today, not tomorrow, not next week, but today, right now? You know what it is, perhaps. And you know what? If you don't, here's what you can do. Lord, reveal to my spirit that which you would drive out of my life if I gave you permission to do so. And I'm naive enough to believe that the Lord instantly will reveal to your spirit right now in this service and say, here's what it is. Why? Because the Bible says anytime we ask for wisdom, discernment, God says, I'll give it to you. You just ask and I'll give it to you. He doesn't do a Dun & Bradstreet on you. He doesn't do a credit check. He doesn't do an FBI background check. He does it immediately because you've asked for it. Different message today, but it's a different story. It's the only time Jesus manifested anger, but it's a lesson for you. And for me, about what's going on in my life called the temple, your life called the temple, for this reason, God's Spirit lives in you. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, thank you for the word today from Luke and from 1 Corinthians, passage that many people have perhaps never heard preached from before, never studied it, other than perhaps seeing it depicted in a film. Lord, if there are people that need to come in this first service to give their lives to you, to have that Spirit of God come upon them today, perhaps in a special way, that to take up residence in their life by acknowledging your Lordship. That's when it happens. When I acknowledge that Jesus is Lord, through the Spirit takes up residence in my life.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.